So we know that the famous sugya of sirtud in the first parak of Gittin, when you make the lines or the indentations in order to write. So the Rambam writes, Roshem told us koisifu. Roshem, what does it mean? Case out of Roshem Rishom and Mitzurus Makoisom. Right, you make different figures, different designs, and things like that. You don't write letters and words, so that's a told of koisiv. Okay, we'll get to that when we learn ksiva. Then hamasarte kidei lichtov shtei osios tachas also sirtut chayev. So if a person is misartate, so he made a line or an indentation in the cloth in order for him to write two letters underneath. So that's the chiv. Then he writes, Chorsha ha'etzim shemavirim chutshal sikra al gabe ha'koira. That is, the somebody wants to cut pieces of wood. They want to cut that. They want to know exactly where they're cutting. I know certain moilim, they make a siman on the orla to see where they're gonna cut the orla. So here he's making a siman on the piece of wood to where to cut. Chutzal sikra al gabe hakora kidei she nitzor b'shove. So he wants to be able to make a even cut. Yeah, Hareza told us Masartit. So in other words, the Av Masartit is you to give a lichtov shtei osios. And then even if you're not doing it for ksiva, you're doing it for other purposes, you're chayv. V'chein hagabolim she'osim kein ba'avonim. These people who take the stones from the ground want to also cut a stone. So the same idea. You should put some type of roshim. So this is where you get a crack it. Echad ha-misartim tseva, or below tseva, harei zechayev. So that's the... That's the idea here.
So if it's for writing, it's this year's
Shteyosios.
And if it's not for writing, what's this year?
If it's not for writing, it's seemingly that you're doing it for a purpose of sorts.
So whatever it is,
there's a purpose. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara, Ayin Hamad Beis, Hamolcho v'ma'abdo. Chaynu moleach, chaynu ma'abed. Why they count it as this two different melachas isn't the same. Rabbi Yochanan v'shlofa shenom tervayu apichad v'ayel sirtut. But you're right. Moleach and ma'abed is the same. So take out one of them. Don't count them as two. And put in sirtut. So Rashi says liter charatzonim shehu bol lechatcho misarto b'tchila kifi ma. Before you cut something, you make a line. So you know exactly where you want to do the cut. So the same thing by the Oros HaMishkan. So they would make an indentation of where they wanted to cut the skin, and then they would cut. Okay. So the Radvaz has an interesting tshuva here. Sh'alta b'meni odiyacha adaiti al shenogu ha'sofrim Lichpol Haniyo Shekosim Halav HaGet. Yud Beis Kvalim, right? The Get is Yud Beis Shuros. Communion Get, Toysis, right? So they're getting Gittin. So he made creases. He made folds in the paper. 12 folds. Instead of doing the Sirtut. Instead of actually making an indentation in the cloth, he just, with a sharp thing, just folded it over. He sharpened the mebet hachiolo. In other words, is that a good sirtut for the get? So he writes, "V'stabar she'ein zeh sirtut she'ein ba'ot she'kosev ha'shitos ha'rishonos yitvatel b'kach kefil v'chozel komos she'hoya." Right? In other words, what's going to happen? It's not going to last. As soon as you write the first couple of lines, then the paper will flatten out, and then it'll go away. The time in the voice sirtut, we should see it safer. We say, "V'torah misagi sirtut kahigavna." So sirtut should be lasting. Teida shetzuchu achronu sheyas sirtut b'vachut kedesh sholiyur mifnim misagi b'shem. So Mashmid Vard Ain't Sirtan El Ba'Avar Ba'arzel or Makadam Kyotima Sharoshim Ksas Benir. Because you have to do something in the Nir itself. Like lead or Barzel, you take a metal thing. Sharoshim Ksas Benir. Vok Fela Sanir Ain't Roshim Klal. But he says if you're just folding over to make the straight edge, that's not good enough. Because it's not lasting. So then he says, look a little further down, we call Mokom, Modani she'im haniyah kosher, she'hiyah folim omdim nikarim atzov k'sivas haget, sagim haki. But he says, if the near is kosher, and the folds will be there for the whole duration of the writing of the get, sagim hachi, that's sufficient. The mali she sarted bekarda or bechut or behold over haomed v'nikar hatam gedishi at ksivi yishora v'ika. Because you need ksivi yishora, so I guess even, and pashas he means what, even when you finish that long, you still need the whole get to be written, because you need it to be in the bottom line should be, you know, together with the top line, there should be some formality, you know, uniformity. So, but once you finish the get, then the sirta can disappear. The sirta can disappear because you just need a b'shas k'siva. So he's saying that in Achanami, he doesn't like this idea of the folding to be b'mokum sirtut, but if it could last as long as the till you finish the 12 lines of the get, it's good. All by Sirtuk Sefer Torah, Amina B'Medrash, Nei Shafil Sirgul, Sefer Omer Odom, Harisha, Shenema, Zeh Sefer told us, Odom Sirgul, Hainu Sirtuk. Okay, so that's what the Radva says. So that says he so, that Sirtuk could be, for get, it could be something that's natural kayama, as long as it's enough of kayama that will last for the whole ksiva. So then the question is, what about in Hilchos Shabbos? Because Hilchos Shabbos normally require a malacha that's miskayemis. If it's not miskayemis, it might not be a malacha. So the question is, what about sirtut l'gabei Hilchos Shabbos? So he says, like this. So says the Shulchan Aruch, page 5. Mutter Lisham Mitziporin Ala Sefer, Kemosha Roshmi Lasiman, She'ezid Dover Hamaskai. Right, you can put some type of mark in the with your fingernail in the safe on the page. You just want to make a simon thing where you left off. You put a little thing because it's not a dover hamaskayim. I know you spoke to Rav Steinwurz right about the stickies, right?
Post-its.
Yeah. But that's a different malacha, but the same type of yisod. And it's not a dover hamaskayim. Yeah.
I've heard somebody once corrected me. I was folding in a page on Shabbos for a simon.
Yeah.
And somebody, an old ballistic on me.
Yeah.
Tiny little one.
Interesting.
Seems he doesn't do it. Apparently, that at least somebody will.
At least somebody. Yeah. Okay. So, and the Magen Avraham says, Mutar Lishon B'Tzipor Aval Kimin Oisias Vade Aser. You can't make a letter or something, you know, just a little simon with your fingernail. And then he says, "Tafka b'klav the nechasiv katan yud." Says, "Because the tafka b'klav kosher of all near also the miskayim who's bachol shafil b'klav." So it depends if it's miskayim or not. If it's not miskayim, then you have the kula of the halacha that a malach on Shabbos has to be a dover hamiskayim. Oh, but let's see now. Following.
Even if it's miskayim, what's the issue? It's here to be said has to be that it's enough to do something, to take an action.
Right.
Arrive either by Zaisias or to cut or something. If you're just doing it to make a simon, you don't have a malach on it.
So you're saying... You're saying... Even if it's miskayim, it shouldn't be a problem. Because you're not doing it.
You're not going to cut her after.
Going to do miskayim. So I'll tell you what. But I think maybe over here he's saying, unless he's saying that, yeah. Taz says, "Avakam ferek bona." He's in the mission of Roshim Hukam al Kosev. Shkain Roshim Karsha Mish. I have most of Shnei Roshim, Field Dom Shnei Miskayim. But Mo can't have a Roshim Echav, have an Einu Miskayim. Came as a type of Musa Mutter. Unless he's saying, unless this Roshim is just also the Malach of Kosev. And in a Hanami.
But this doesn't have a Shear for Kosev either.
Yeah. Because by Kosev we have a Din that Ksiv Shnei Miskayim, this is not.
Right, but you have to have two osios, even if it is miskayim.
Yeah.
So if it's not kosev, and it's not a shear of misartate, what is it? Why should it be osios?
Yeah, so... Right, if it's not kosev... So... Mutalishum Mitziporin, Allah Sefer, Kemosha Roshman Siman, Shainza Dover Miskayim. So the question is, you're asking like this, Manashach, it shouldn't be a din of Mesartate because
have a shear.
It doesn't have a
shear. The definition of Mesartate that we gave requires
a shear. And there's no shear.
Certainly not kosher.
Unless you're saying the shear here is. Or the other possibility is to say he's not talking about Masati, he's just talking about Roshem, like Tzura. Okay, we'll see. Let's see if we... Okay. Take a look now in the Yerushalmi. On page 6. Parak Zayin, Halacha Beis. A tzar tzura, say a person makes some type of tzura, draw something. So what's the malacha? And then somebody paints over what you made the outline, and then somebody takes a marker and colors over it. So Hatzar Tzur, Harishon Chai Mishum Koisev, Vasheni Chai Mishum Tzoveya. So the first person, he made the outline. And then you took a tzeva, some type of color, the carbonate is harishon on the bottom line here, and the first of the wide lines. Harishon she'osa hatzior be'aver. First, I take some lead, like a pencil, or dyo, or a pen, and he made the outline, so he's kosev. Hasheni then takes tzeva, some type of coloring thing, and colors it over. So he's chai bishum tzoveya. So what is this? What is this idea here? What is the chiv of kosev, and what is the chiv of tzoveya? So if you look here on page 9 of Biblical, from the let's take a look at page 9, the Sefer told the Shmuel. That's the Sefer on the Tariq Mitzvahs. So he quotes here like this. He says, B'yushalmi per klal gadol, kasvul shar tzar tzur, arishon chayim b'shem kosev, v'shein b'shem tzoveh. Hain shem b'farshem shekein, haderach shel atzayarim. Now anyone, the painter, paints something, first you make the outline, you know, Shemasamin Hatsura Tchila Be'aver, with lead, you know, with a pencil, Kayotimo, Bechak and Mavir Hatseva. Then you painted whatever you outlined. Hala Simon, Al Koponim Mashmi Vidim Yishal Misharishan Shemasamin Enuchai Mishum Tzoveh, Rach Mishum Kosev. So, because nearly the Zel Dafka Shehu Rach Misamin Vidaitel Havir Achaka Halom Satseva. Avibot Lachatchila Lotzur Be'aver, ובדיום כיוצב לא להעביר עליו אחר כך עשה צבע, אינו חנן מדחי משום צובע בלבד, מכוסף. לפי זה הוא משכח שוב סתם כוסף שלא יחייב כבר משום צובע משפוס השעה של פוסק, אינו כן, שיחייב כוסף דאלבא, משום שתיים. So he says, אולם כוסף דאלבא כאים שאיקר כמרו של הלכו להובי מתוך הכסב, מה שהוא רוצה לכתוב, או כן, אין בזה משום צובע. He said, when you write something, that's not called צובע. Because that's not the tachlis of the malacha. In other words, what's the tachlis of the malacha? She also says, you see, the tachlis of kosev is to be able to, in the future, read what you wrote. And so if you're writing something that's for a painting, so you'll look at the outline, and then you'll paint based on the outline. If you're writing words, so you'll be able to read in the future. That's what kosev is. Kosev is a malacha to enable me in the future to look at what I wrote and either to acquire information or to be able to use it as a framework to draw something on it. But then, Tzoveya He says Tzoveya is for the Yofi. Hatzir. In other words, so that's why when you write, you don't, that's not Tzoveya, because that's not for the Yofi, that's for the informational aspect or for the directive aspect for the future. But when you then you paint it over, that's for the beauty. So he's giving you hagdara, as we pointed out, of what is kosev and what is either.
Sounds like he's saying different from the Rambam.
No? Oh, because the Rambam said what? Rambam was talking about what? Besides that, Rambam.
Yeah, Harashim Rishimas, Rishabim Tzuras, but kosel.
Right.
The Chayyot Ben Gedersh Atzayim Rosh Ma'azir Chayyim Mishum Kosev. And he doesn't make it conditional upon somebody later coming and having color.
Right. So he's saying that that will only mean if you're not...
A black and white drawing.
Right. Black and white drawing. Black and white drawing. So I thought something very important from this Tolda Shmuel. We got me two shilas that come up. Some want to know, you have to take some tests where you put a piece of paper in the urine and see if it turns colors, different types of...
Diabetic.
Yeah. So is that Soveya? That's a discussion. So maybe if you hold that Soveya has to be Leofi, so you could say that this is not it's not Leofi, if you're saying that that's the Havdara. And then another question that's discussed, we know this is Mutter, just the question is why, is a person does a Bedika for Nida on Shabbos, is not a Pshayla of Soveya on the Bedika cloth.
Because she doesn't want it.
She doesn't want it, but she wants it. But if it's there, she does want it. She wants to know. If Takan is blood inside, then she wants it to show up on the Bedika cloth, so she'll know she's an Ida. She's hopeful that she does, but she doesn't want it. Not that she doesn't want it. She doesn't want to be an Ida. But if it's there, then she does want it. So I thought when I saw this Tolda Shmuel that maybe that, you know, Lamaisa would make it, whatever the svara has to be. So this could be another svara. It's not Leofi. It's not you trying to, you know, color it to make it a nice color. Your Bedika cloth should be red or something like that. You know, happens to be Dandiv is red. Okay. Doo-doo. So I thought was interesting. So, if you take a look here on page 10, so the Gemara says, "Kosav v'mashkim v'mei peres ba'avak drachim ba'avak ha'sofrim v'chol dov she'enim skayim pater." Right. So there's a din in the melacha of ksiva that has to be a Dover Hashem Miskayim. If it's not a Dover Hashem Miskayim, then there's no din of ksiva. Ksiva she'enim miskayim is not a ksiva. So he wants to say, Rav Gutman, you take a look and say for Tal Malachas here on page 15. So he quotes that Rambam that we started off with. Because of a Rambam on the top. From the Sarte Kidei Lichtov Tachas Asir Tut Chayev Chev She Eitzim She Marvim Chut Shal Sikra Al Gabe Hakora She Yintzor B'Shove. Right, he wants to cut the piece of wood. So he makes a simon. Mavur de Malacha Sirtut, who after Osirak Roshim Lechude, below Tsevel Gabe Ha'or. In other words, you're just making a mark, right? You're taking a pencil and you're making a little line so you know where to cut. Right? No Tsevel, lo Asa Kera Ba'or, v'chein lo Roshim Tsevel V'dyo, v'chein ha'e Malacha Mishkan, she'e Mesarte Ba'or, k'dei lasas halav Roshim. Because he's making a thing to be able to cut. And then he cuts it. So he says, Im Kain, next paragraph, Feel the open to Ein HaRoshim Nishar Kayim, Rach Lefishah. So he's saying like this, even though when it comes to the Malach of Kosev, we said that if it's not Shal Kayama, you're not Chayev, so it has to be lasting. But he says, Mesartate, maybe it's different. Because Mesarte, Lamaisa, after he cut the wood, then what does he need it anymore? So as long as it lasts, and that he was going to point out is that same idea of the Radvaz. I think he points that out here. We'll see soon. In Kena, so I feel over there, Rosh Hamdusha, Kayim Rach Lefishah, Ulinyan, Melechus Kaysev, Kayim Elonochash, and Melecha Begay Gavna, the Lohavik Sab Shal Kayama. I feel Hachi, in your Sirtud, Zeatz Mechosh, and Melecha Lesartid, the Tzorach Hachatach, Sheikhtok Meshava. The low tixer, Mesha Umet, Seshav, Shetziyev, Rosh Hamdusha, Gabi Kosal, Medio, Dia Gedel Tzay Al Gaba, the Chayvishim Kaysev. In Kain Lamai, the Kain Lom Chayvishim Kosal, Dov Miskayim, Hanan and Roshim Hanal, Lom Chayvim Menu Miskayim, after Sagil Tzorach Tzio Roshim Shainu Miskayim, Moshe Biyan Moch Sovea, Shani Sirtut, the Etzim Hamalocha, Rirak Lefi Shah. He says, Sirtut, the Etzim Hamalocha is just a preparatory stage for cutting whatever you need to cut. So you're making the simon. Mishum chachi chayev av b'roshem shenus kayev. Mashe enkin roshem d'chiyuvo mishum kosev. Ikim malach donases lis kayev. Rach b'umen sham tzayelo hein tzorach b'roshem elo l'shah. Mishum chachi lege chiyev elo mis kayev k'derech hamalacha. So he says that when it comes to Roshem, that's Chayiv Mishum Kosev. So that means that you want to look at it in the future. So there has to be Miskayim. But the Uman Hametzaylo ain't Sarf Baroshem Olashar. But if he's just making something, the outline of a picture, so that he can draw. So once he put the tzema in, the thing could disappear. That's fine. So he writes, "V'hilchas rab shel shabsul afizeh, the kipul near she'er love kavim shavim v'mokam hakemen liot tzorah haksiv sheyichdem shav v'chayim lo mishum melechas sirtut after einu miskayim, the melechas besarte chayim after einu miskayim." So if you take pieces of paper and you fold them, tzorah haksiva, and you write. So then, Yechayimishum Masartet. Because it lasted till you wrote what you needed to write. So even though in 2 days from now it's going to be gone, and then he quotes that Radvaz that he saw. I am Chupeskechun, same Chupes Radvaz, Mashanova, Sofum Lichbal Anir. So he says, the Hatam who also says that they should see the Yeshara. If the keeper of the Yerushalayim called Sirtut, in Gittin, if came near the Adin, Le'inin Melech HaShabbos. So he wants to say, Le'inin Melech HaShabbos, if somebody will fold paper on Shabbos, say they don't have lined paper, so they're making folds, so they'll be able to, for Tzorach Tziva, that would be Misarte, even though it's not Miskayim. Now, what does he mean? And you wrote on Shabbos, or you write even after Shabbos?
Sirtut by itself is also.
Sirtut by itself. So as long as, so what's going to be Koveya, that if,
your Kavana is,
yeah, but,
if you fold a piece of paper to make a fan, would not presumably not be also.
Right. So here you fold a piece of paper, and when are you going to write? Do you have to write right after Shabbos?
You have to write it off. If you do a malacha with a kavana,
I mean, even if
you don't follow through on it.
Even if you don't follow through on it. After Inu Miskayim, because malachas Mesarte Chayev Inu Miskayim. It's interesting because, like in the case of the Radvaz, at least he wrote the get. So now the get was written. So the Sirtut did something for me. But malachas Shabbos, you want to say, but maybe. As long as potentially I could write.
I'm almost thinking you shech on Shabbos.
Right, you don't need it.
You don't, it doesn't matter if you
need
it or not.
Yeah. Right, so once you recite it, so that's what he's saying, that so theoretically I could write, in other words, I could write and it lasts through my writing. So even if you think, even if I didn't end up writing, so that's what That's what he's saying. So that's a big chiddush. People wouldn't think about this. That if you... he's planning to write. He has to at least have in mind that he's... If he's just doing it like for a fan, like you say, so then...
No, so you have to have come on it. Like,
right. So it's interesting. You don't say it's a psik reisha, that it's...
You have like other things. Meichek, the only chayiv.
Almanas lichtov.
Almanas lichtov.
Right, but certain things, certain things... Certain things are... you know, sometimes we say psik reishi is also, so even if you have a chavid, but certain things we say that if you didn't have kavana, there's no dim psik reishi. So it could be misartate is one of these malachas. You might say that. That if it wasn't on the shame ksiva, I'm just doing it, say I'm just doodling, like folding paper. And I didn't have in mind, so then maybe it would be nothing, but if you, in a chanami, if you do it to, because you want to ksiva, at the end, even if you didn't close save, maybe that would be, you know, they're talking about the bottle caps. This is a quick shot, when you can open this bottle cap on Shabbos, is this considered making a kli, some say. Well, others say that no. That why am I opening this? I want the contents. It happens to me now. I can reuse it, but that wasn't. That's a psik reisha that I had that in mind, and by tikkun mana, there's no psik reisha. That's Rav Avad Yosef passed like that, but he was quoting the truth of the Devar Yoshua, Dayan Ehrenberg. He was a big known. I heard he's also a Belzer Dayan. The Rabbanut, Rabbi Yeshua, he was a big goat. They say that when the Satmar Rebbe said, he wrote Vayol Moshe, well, his Kanois, Vayol Moshe, he says, and I'm not afraid of anybody, except for the Dvar Yeshua. Yeah, the Dvar Yeshua is very geshmak and safer. Like he took on Shlomo Zalman on this. Shlomo Zalman wrote, we're going to have it in a future Shia, Bez Hashem. He wrote in the Hamodiyah that if you open this on Shabbos, it's a big, could be a Nisr Daraisa. You know, when it makes the thing over the cap. And then he wrote, Dvar Yeshua wrote him back that, no, it's Mutter, Mutter Lagamre. Then he had this big thing with Rav Yashiv that, whether you can light Hanukkah candles outside Bezman Hazeh, or after they made the Takana, Manichol Shulchan of Adayo, then you definitely can't light outside anymore. So Rabbi Asher said, no, you can still light outside. If you want, you can also light inside. And he said, no, he has definitely inside, you can't light outside anymore. That was their Mikuach.
He didn't win that one.
No. The question is, did he win this one? That's the question.
It seems that people are not mached on
it. Yeah. What did Rav Steinwert, do you have to speak to Rav Steinwert all about it?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember
it coming up. Uh-huh.
Does that make a filler between a metal cap or a plastic?
Yeah. That's a discussion. When we get to the cap thing, we'll talk about some more.
The first generation of these that they made was metal, but it didn't leave a ring.
Right.
It split open like
it was. Right, it didn't ring, right.
So that was less of a...
Less of an issue,
I would
yeah.
think less of an issue, because you're not managed making it.
Yeah. Yeah, Rav Avadi Yosef, he wrote the tshuva where he matches this, you know. Grape juice bottles, you know, will have these rings. But basically, it's true. He was quoting the Dvar Yeshua, saying that he thinks the Dvar Yeshua was right. But so it could be over here the same idea, that you fold the paper, but not just because you're just in the mood of folding something for a certain purpose. So it could be like you want to do it on Motzai Shabbos, you're planning to write something. He figured on Shabbos already. So he's saying, Reb Gutman, don't think you just violated an Isser Hachana. But you violated this is the rights of Masartik. That's his point. In other words, whenever he writes Hilchas Arapsel Shabbos, he's going to give you a practical Halacha L'maisa application of this discussion. And usually something that people don't always think about. So he thinks that would be a practical...
According to that, wouldn't there be like a... if you do something similar, that's the country that, if you fold it to make a... whatever, you're folding it to make a fan, that would not be like...
Maybe not. I mean, you can't. But they didn't make all these gzeiros. You say they could have made a gzeiro like that. So you shouldn't do anything like that. But that's an interesting. It's an interesting idea.
Did you see this one right here? It seems the other.
Yes, page 17.
It's fabulous.
Yes, it's good. Yechassim is yodo, you'll see. Yesh lachor mashur gil bnei odom lachtom shemom b'chat, page 17. Chasimus Yado Venim Osius Shlemus Choshev Ksiva Midoraisa. There was people sign like.
No, but in other words, regular handwriting would only be like Ksavashuris or something to be Chayef. Stam writing in Hebrew.
Yeah.
And you would be Potter according to this.
Yeah, so let's see.
It's interesting.
Yeah, Yeshlach Rabu Rashi Regil, Mene Adam Lachtom, Shema Chasimus Yado. Ein Moshe Shleimum in Koshev Ksiv mit Reis Lin Shabbos und Hor Domel und den Koshev Ksav Mishita. So see the Mugger from the came to have Moshe Shleimus lo be quick sav. Koshe ke Ksiv zyar Adam do have Moshe's ke Ksav Moshe mit zum Nei Adam. Ein shot the view the shot of Ksiv zyar do have Ksiv mit Reis va lo be your Moshe Shpurs ke neger Ksiv so gil.
Fingerprint.
That's the next thing. Should Eretz Tzvi because of the Medina fingerprint? And Chashev Melachah Midaraisa Mishum Roshim. Chin Herig Mizrim Shud Zkanara. There's no Melachah Midaraisa. Because of the fingerprint of Etzba Echa. Chashev Harbi Yosef Roshim Shnei Rishim Mosb Alma. Tvishmi Etzvi Yish Kavim Vishyatutim Harbi. Zkanara. But Chashev Sefer Zkanara. From Aaron Wolf Walker. Then he says here, take a look at the next part. Tzar Tzura. Because of a Rambam, the bottom of page 17. Haroshim Rishomim Vitzuris B'Koysel. So a person is having drawings on the Koysel. Hareza Chai Mishum Koysel. Vel Rabba. Uva Priv Godim Hiksha Stiers Rambazad. Opeg Yud. Pasaka Tzar Tzura B'Kli. Chai Mishum Machim B'Tatish. Hello, Mishum Koysel. So what is it? Is it if you tzar tzura, is that ksiva or is it makam apatish? In one place the Rambam writes that it's ksiva, and in the other place he writes it's makam apatish. Prima gun kosov yashiv the Rambam the much kosov chayim shemakam man hanim tzar rak mixas tzura but also chelak for nigmar tikuno. Say he already part of it's written from before Shabbos, and then he just has to finish it off. That's makim patish. Because mokum kol tatsura edim shleimus chayiv rak mishum makim patish or mishum kosev. Shomer kol tatsura shoroshim al kli go shetzar b'shleimus suras perach chayiv gam mishum kosev. In other words, you make a full flower, picture of a flower, that's kosev or roshim. In the Chanami, the Chayv Shtayim, Mishum Kosev, Mishum Makim Patish. For Makim Patish, you don't have to say before Shabbos. You did most of the flour, and now you're finishing off the the last piece, so you're still okay. Oh, Isaac, kept your word. Then he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, comes from Kavanas Aram, and they derech a mitzayim shirosh min mikodem atzurah b'ksav diya. Right, first you have a light thing. Kedei mitzayim chakam av atzurah b'tzvi aruriah. Asiyas roshim chazer, she's chayvah b'shim kosev. He came to where else to use that, who she's afsher mitzayim atzev al gavah. Like he's going to quote from the Tolda Shmuel. Reis adom al mechaz kosev. She odom kosev she yelo zikoron, dover hanirsham hazman she yitzarech. So that's he quotes from the Tolda Shmuel, that ksiva is something that will you want to remember for the future. So I have a chidushe Torah. I don't want to forget. So I write it down. That's ksiva. So I'll remember in the future. I'm an artist, so I want to do the outline now, and I'll write it down, and then I'll paint over it. That's ksiva. So then he discusses the famous discussion we'll talk about the cakes. You can't have a birthday cake that says happy birthday, but Rama says you can't eat that cake. It's mechita. So the Magen Avraham says, "Davkik shekosim al ugos osios osur." But what about the uga itself? Is in the shape of an A, a B? So you eat. So it's not like you had the uga, and on top of the uga is the frosting that's. He says, in other words, if you do something lanoi, that's not called ksiva. Ksiva is by definition is lezikard. But here, when you make the, you see, some want to say, like he quotes the Shmili David and Rav Shechta, I think, says it over from some other source, that maybe ksiva by definition needs a background. So if you have the frosting on the cake, so that it says happy birthday, that's a problem. But if the cake itself is an oath vase, so then there's no background. That's what Shechta said over some learned. But he's saying now a different svara. I mean, he has that svara also. So, but he's saying a different svara that you can't have ksiva. Ksiva and lanoi are two separate things.
Is he talking about it? Brachim on the cake itself as a decoration, not the whole thing, the terah, but the baker makes the frosting out of it.
On the cake. But then he says, if the cake itself is the, say you make a cake in the shape of something.
Mochik is only melacha if you mochik amenas lichtov.
Right. So that's, yeah, but maybe that's only midiraisa, maybe they're still in the rabbanon. And the Dogel Mervava has these coolers about that also, but let's see if there's any, right, in other words, the question is Almanaz, will it make it Mutl Gamri or will it still be Nisid Rabbanon? But he's saying a good word here. He's saying if the cake itself, remember Rabbi Willick said this year they learned, one year they learned Cheskes Habatim, the whole year they learned Cheskes Habatim. So Rabbi Willick said, at the end of the year, they made a party, a siyum, a cheskes habatim. His wife baked the cake in the tzura of a house. Mm-hmm. So if you eat that cake on Shabbos, so if you draw a house, so that's Rosh and Rishonim. So therefore, if you eat up the house, then it should be moichik, at least midrabanan maybe. But he's saying no, because maybe it's not shaykh to speak about mochek unless it's koisiv. And koisiv is not when it's, you know, lenoy. Koisiv is when you do something lezikaron is koisiv. The thing that's lenoy is that soveya. So if you have if you the original blueprint, that could be koisiv, and then you fill it in with paint, that's soveya. But if you make the house, so that's like, you look at it, it looks nice, but that's not koisiv, even if you'd make a thing.
So how about all these cookies that have the name of the company stamped in there?
Right.
And it's Israel, it's the standard, or it used to be.
Right.
I never saw anybody be machmer on that.
Right. Unless you say that that's not two separate things.
Isn't it clear whether it's embossed?
So if you want to see the Dogom Revolver, who's the big maker on this, on page 19, you can take a look. He says, there's his commenting on the Magen Avraham when he makes the chiluk between when the cake itself is the os. Say if Shashamra Yosef is Srikim and Mitsuyorim and Pesach, Yosef the Hainam Lila Rishon. Because they used to make matzah in a certain shapes. So why isn't that a problem? Sorry. So he makes a chiluk between when the uga itself is the tzura, or you put the tzura on the cake. And then he writes what you were saying. This is a rabbanut of psikrei sheikh, and then he says maybe it's over here. It's different because saying it was kavin is miskalkel. It's not slichtov. All these different things. We'll get to it. So that can be a very yisoidis thing, both on what's koisev and what is soveya. The koisev is lezichron dvarim, and soveya is lenoy, and that would help us understand why certain things aren't ksiva. So that's what he wants to say, that according to the Mishnah Berurah Svara, which is that Tolda Shmuel that we saw before, he puts it together, then if the cake itself you make a cake that looks like a flower, so there's no mochek, there's no kosev, because you're not doing it lezichra dvar, you're doing it, it's lenoy. The question is, and what if the artist didn't make an outline from before? Draws a picture of Shabbos? And that wouldn't be kosev. That wouldn't be
Tzaveh.
That would be. Right, so only if he would do that original outline, then it'll be kosev. Then he writes on it. So there's lenoy, and then, as I told you, all those cases that I said before could be that they're not lenoy, because the medika cloth or the... there is a shita that holds that, you know, the Yosef Yireim is a very big machmer. Like if you're eating strawberries or something, your fingers are all red, and then you take a napkin and you clean yourself off, and maybe So he was machmer even so bad der klichloch. But if once you don't hold like the Urayim, if you don't hold like him, say, then faker, derech luchluch is not Lenoi, so that can't be also, because the definition of Soveh is dafka Lenoi. And this, so Siva in a certain way is a malacha for the future. It's a malacha because I'll potentially can read it in the future, I can potentially now draw on top of it for the future. So he says, so Mesartain is also a malacha for the future. Malacha for the future. So therefore, as long as... But the question is, how long is the future? How long does the future have to be? Once you finished what you had to do on it, like the writing of the Get. So you need sirtut, but the Radva says, but once the Get is written, so then the sirtut could go away. So you would say the same thing, the Hilchos Shabbos, that once you cut the wood, so who cares? The mark, yes mark, no mark, etc. Bezer Shem, in a future shiur, we're going to talk about the idea of making the mark in the challah. And what's that all about? And I'll show you fascinating things about that. You know, about the mark that people make in the challah. Yeah, so we'll see about. Okay, but this is the Malacha Mesartet. So there's not so much to say about Mesartet. There's not so many applications of Mesartet in our lives. So, but this, we saw some. And then some ideas about folding paper and things like that. So that was the block. Okay. Hello, Amy. How are you?